We may have few or no boundaries on our service and availability to others. We always feel we should do more because there is always more to do. The result can be a nonstop pace of life that, at its best, is tied to genuine passion for what we do, genuine longing to experience life fully, to go through every open door, to seize every opportunity, and to contribute to every good cause and mission. But we can also reach a point where our genuine gifts and passions wear us out because it's so exciting, we don't know when to stop. We can become addicted to the adrenaline this excitement produces, or to the sense of importance we gain from it. But eventually, we crash against the wall of human limitation. Psychologists would call this tendency toward lack of boundaries and constant availability poor emotional differentiation. Differentiation describes the differences that exist among people and the ability we have to experience ourselves as complete and emotionally separate from the systems we are a part of, while also staying connected. The more differentiated we are, the more we are able to operate from a thoughtful inner guidance system, rather than being held hostage by the emotions and expectations of others. We know where we end and the other person begins. We are able to operate from our deepest values, rather than being sucked in by others' priorities for us and the emotions that surround those priorities. We are able to calm our own emotional responses enough to make decisions based on our own internal values and goals, basic or solid self. This seems to be what Jesus was trying to convey to his disciples in Mark 6. In the midst of their excitement about their first ministry excursion, his invitation to come away and rest a while was not a form of punishment because they had been doing something wrong. The disciples had been doing everything right. They had been doing exactly what Jesus told them to in the power he had given them. And the results were exciting, addicting even. By calling them to come away and rest a while in the midst of so much human need, Jesus was getting on the prevention side of this human tendency. He was guiding them into a healthy and sustainable lifestyle by helping them establish boundaries and rhythms around their availability to others. He did not want them to wear themselves out to the point where they would be no good to anyone. We are carrying the great burden of unhealed wounds, sadness, unresolved tension, toxicity in one or more of our relationships. Many of us have never been taught how to grieve our hurts and losses, what to do with unresolved tension, how to identify and extricate ourselves from toxic relationships, or how to shift unhealthy patterns. Some of us aren't even sure we're allowed to do this, and so we soldier on, trying to manage it all and keep it under wraps. We think we can handle it. We've been told that a good Christian should be able to handle it. But the truth is that our effort to manage all that is unresolved within us is draining our life energy. The practice of retreat provides the needed time and space to be with the difficult, hurting places of our lives, not for problem solving or fixing, because not everything can be fixed, but to stop holding it in so bravely. It provides the context in which we can release emotion, let go a little bit or a lot in God's presence, and allow God to comfort us as only God can. When we don't have regular time and space for allowing God access, for attending to the wounds of our lives, we get weary from holding it in, and eventually we will begin to disintegrate. We may be experiencing information overload. There is no end to the amount of information available to us, but there is a limit to how much time and energy we can expend on taking it in and processing it. Some personality types are more prone than others to getting caught up in the constant flow of information, or even